Sheni, v'chiyah ve'ish chet mishpat moves. If a man will have committed a sin whose judgment is death, v'humos, and he shall be put to death. And Rashi explains that this is talking about one who is chayev misa with the misa of skila, the misa of stoning. V'salisa oisei al eitz, and the halacha is, after you stone him, you shall hang him on a wooden beam. As Rashi says, kol haniskolim nitlin, all the people that are chayev skila are to be hung afterwards. However, lesolin nivlosei alo eitz, you shall not leave his dead body on the beam into the evening. Ki kovar tikberenu bayomahu, but rather you should bury him on that day. Bezdin would hang the body just before sunset and take it down immediately for burial. Ki killas elokim toli, for a hanging person is an insult to Hashem. Since a person was created bidmus diukno shel makim, in the image of Hashem, and also Klal Yisrael are the children of Hashem, therefore, by leaving a body hanging into the night, that is an insult to Hashem, because someone who is in his image is left hanging into the night. And you shall not be metame your land that Hashem your God is giving you as an inheritance. According to Ramban, the Pasuk is adding another lav in Eretz Yisrael to one who leaves a body unburied overnight. In Chutz La'aretz, one transgresses a lav and an asay, the lav of Loisolin, and the asay of Ki Kavar Sikberenu Bayomahu. In Eretz Yisrael, there is an additional lav of V'loisetame Esad Mosecha, you shall not be metame the land that Hashem your God has given you as an inheritance. And the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Memvav says that not only is there an isser to leave a body hanging overnight, but one is also prohibited to allow any body to remain unburied overnight, unless it will bring honor to the dead person if the burial is delayed. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chof Beis, V'chiyeh ve'ish chet mishpat moves, and Rashi is bothered why this parsha that speaks about Misas Bezdin is placed next to the parsha of Ben Sarer Umayre, and Maskel David adds on that this parsha starts with a vav, v'chi gihiyeh ve'ish, and whenever there is a vav, that means it is attached to the previous pasuk. What is the connection between Ben Sarer Umayre and Misas Bezdin? Zok Rashi, Smichois HaParshios Magid, the reason why these two parshias are placed next to each other is coming to teach us, She'im Chasin Olav, Aviv'imoy, if his father and his mother have Rachmanis on him and do not bring him to Bezdin, Saif the M will be, She'yetze Latarbis Ra, that he will go in a bad way, V'yavar Averois, and he will be over Averois, V'yischayev Misa beBezdin, and he will be Chayev Misa in Bezdin. The Pasuk is telling us that if the Ben Sarer Umar is not brought to Bezdin, his end will be that anyway he will be brought to Bezdin for other averis that he will do, and he will be chayev misa in Bezdin. That is why the parsha of Ben Sarer Umare is placed next to the parsha of Misas Bezdin. Zok Rashi v'solisa oisei al eitz, and you shall hang him on a wooden beam. Rabbi Seinu Umru, our Rabbonim say, kol haniskolim nitlin, anybody who is stoned is hung afterwards. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, ki killas elokim tolut. And the simple meaning of this pasuk is that hanging a person is an insult to Hashem. However, we also darshan from this pasuk, ki killas elokim, one who curses Hashem, toloi is hung. And we know, v'hamevorech Hashem b'skila, one who curses Hashem is chayev skila, is chayev to be stoned. Like the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Perik Chavdalid, pasuk Tezayin, that the Megadev, the one who cursed Hashem, was stoned. So how is it possible that over here it says that he is hung, and over there it says he is stoned? Elamai, the pshat is that first he is stoned, and afterwards he is hung. And when Rashi says, HaMevorech Hashem b'skila, it does not mean one who benches Hashem is b'skila, but rather it means one who curses Hashem is b'skila. Just that Rashi does not want to say the words that somebody curses Hashem. Instead, he uses the words, HaMevorech Hashem, instead of saying, HaMekalel es Hashem. Zok Rashi, ki killas elokim toloi, hanging a person is an insult to Hashem. Zilzulei shel melechu, it is an insult and a disgrace to the king. She'odam osui bidmus diuknoi, since a person was created in the form and the image of Hashem, v'yisrael heim bono, and Klal Yisrael are his children. Therefore, if you leave a person hanging into the night, somebody who is made in the image of Hashem, that is a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe l'shnei achim, this can be compared to two brothers, ta'imim, who are twins, shehoyu doimin zelozeh, that looked alike. Echod nasa melech, one became a king. Ve'echod nitfas lelistiyos, and one was caught up in robbery. Vinitla, and that brother was hung. Kolaroy Oisai, anybody who saw that brother hanging, Oimer, he says, Hamelech Toloi, the king was hung, since the king and this other brother looked alike. So too, if a person is left hanging into the night, and this person is Bidmus Diukno Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol is left to hang into the night. And the Maskil of David asks a few questions on the simple pshat in this Rashi. Every Moshel has to be similar to the Nimshel. The Melech in this Moshel is referring to Hashem. So why does the Moshel say, Echod Nase Melech, one became a king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always the king? The Moshel should have said, Echod Melech, one is the king. Secondly, would anybody really make the mistake when seeing a Jew being hung that Hashem is being hung? Therefore, Maskil of David explains, when a man sins, he removes the Tzelem Elikim from himself. There would be no disgrace to Hashem by hanging such a person, because he no longer has in him the image of Hashem. But since Klal Yisrael are Hashem's children, that makes all of Klal Yisrael brothers. People who see the body of a Jew hanging will therefore mistakenly conclude that someone who still has the Tzelem Elikim in him is being hung. They will mistaken him for his good Jewish brother. The twin brothers in the Moshel is to be explained as follows. One brother became a robber, and the other one, Nase Melech, became a king, meaning, through his righteous acts, he became a servant of the king, the servant of Hashem. And we know that Eved Melech Melech, the servant of a king, is like the king himself. When one sees the brother who is a robber hanging, he will confuse him with his twin brother, who is an Eved Melech, and still has the Tzelem Elikim within him. And that will be a disgrace to Hashem, because one will think that a person with the Tzelem Elikim is hanging through the night. So according to the Maskil of David, the kashas are not shver, because Melech is not referring to Hashem, but rather a person who is an Eved Melech, a servant of Hashem. And Rashi continues, Kol klolo shebemikro, every time the Torah uses the word klolo, loshen hokel vilzilzel. It is a loshen, an expression of degrading and an insult. K'moi, like the pasuk says in Malachim, v'hu kilolani klolo nimretzes. The word over there does not mean klolo, a curse, but rather, he insulted me with an explicit insult. So we see the word klolo means an insult. So too over here, when the pasuk says, ki kilolas elokim toloi, it means that hanging a person is an insult to Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Laisire esher ochicha, you shall not see your brother's ox, oy eseyoy, or his sheep, nidachim, cast off and lost, vesalamta mehem, and hide yourself from them, and act like you do not see them. But rather, hashev tishivem la'ochicha, you shall return them to your brother. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, the word loy is going on the word vesalamta. Laisire, you shall not see them vesalamta and hide yourself from them, but rather, you should pay attention to them and return them to your brother. However, Chazal do have a drasha on the word vesalamta, that the word vesalamta is not attached to the word loy in the beginning of the pasuk. Vesalamta is saying, pa'omim sha'ata mesalem, there are times that you are allowed to look away and hide yourself from the Aveda, and you do not have to return them. And that is in a case where it is zakein ve'enoy lefi chavodai. The finder is an elderly person, and it would be beneath his dignity to pick up and carry the lost object. And also in a case where it is a kohen beveis hakfaris. The finder is a kohen, and the lost article is in a cemetery. So for the kohen to retrieve the lost item, he would have to enter the cemetery and be over the isser of being metame to a mace. Therefore, the kohen does not have to go into the cemetery to retrieve the lost object. Chazal darshin v'salamto, pa'omim sha'ato misalem. There are times that you may look away, and that is zakein ve'ena lefichvoidoi and kohen beveis hakvaris. And until now, we were discussing a situation where the person who lost the object lives near you, and you also know who he is. Then, hoshev teshivem lo'achicha, you should return the object to your brother. However, if you know who the person who lost it is, but he does not live near you, v'im lo'i korov achicha elecha, if the person does not live near you, then you do not have to go and bring it to him, but rather you can bring it into your house and let the person come to you. And also, v'lo yedatoi, if you do not know who the person is, v'asaftoi el toich beisecha, you should bring the item into your house, and the item will be with you until your brother will seek it, and then you shall return it to him. That is the way the Ramban learns this pasuk. And Rashi is bothered why the pasuk has to say adroish achicha oisai, that you will hold on to this item until your brother will seek it. If we are talking about a situation where you do not know who the owner is, obviously you will hold on to the item until your brother will seek it. If your brother doesn't come, how do you know who to give it to? Therefore, Rashi learns adroish achicha oisai means adroish oisai achicha, which means you shall investigate your brother that he is not a ramai, that he is not a liar. Make sure that this item belongs to him. Make sure that he gives you simonim, that he gives you signs to prove that this item belongs to him. Derosh achicha, investigate your brother. And Rashi also tells us from the word v'hashivois eloi, and you shall return it to him, that you only hold on to an item that there will be something to return at the end. However, if by holding on to the item there are many expenses for the upkeep of the item, you will have to feed the animal, and you will have to take care of the animal, and those expenses will end up costing more than the value of the animal itself, then you do not hold on to the animal, because there will be nothing to return to the owner of this animal. When the owner will come to collect his item, the finder will say, I don't owe you anything, but rather you owe me money, because I paid all the expenses for the upkeep of this animal. Therefore, the halacha is, when the expenses are very high, you do not hold on to the animal, but rather you sell the animal and return the money to the Baal Aveda, to the one who lost the item. And the pasuk continues, V'chein ta'ase l'chamoroi, and so you shall do to his donkey. As Ramban explains, even the donkey you must take into your house, even though it is a behemoth tmeya. V'chein ta'ase l'simlosoi, and so you shall do to his clothing. Even though clothing are not as beloved to the owner as livestock, the clothing you must also bring into your house until the owner will come and claim it. And so you shall do to all the lost items of your brother, asher toivad mimenu, that will be lost from him, umetzasa, and you will find it. You are not allowed to hide yourself from it. You are not allowed to look the other way as if you don't see the lost item. Zokt Rashi posuk aleph, v'hisalamta, koivish ayin ki ilu eina ro'eyu. You close your eyes as if you do not see the item. Loi sira v'salamta. According to the simple meaning, the word loi is going on v'salamta. Loi sira oisai shetesale mimenu. You shall not see it and hide yourself from it. Zehu pshutai, that is the simple pshat, that the word loi is going on v'salamta. V'rabbeisenu amru, however, our rabbanim learn that the word v'salamta is not attached to the word loi, and v'salamta is coming to teach us. There are times that you are allowed to look the other way and not return the item when it is zakein ve'ena lefi chavodai and koyin beveis hakvars. Zakt Rashi adroish achicha, you should hold it by you until your brother will seek it. Frakt Rashi v'chisale b'lvavcha, would it enter your heart sheyitneu loy koydim shidreshehu, that you would give it to him before he even asks or looks for it? How can you do that if you don't even know who he is? Elo dorshehu shelo yehe ramai. The pasuk says, Derosh achicha, investigate your brother. Investigate him that he is not a liar. Make sure that this item belongs to him, that he gives you simonim. Zakt Rashi v'ashevois eloi, and you shall return the item to him. Shetehei boi hashova, there should be something to return to the owner. Shelo yoichal beveisecho, the item, the animal, should not eat in your house, kidei dom of its full value. V'tisboei mimenu, and then you will collect the value from the owner. Mikan amru, from here Chazal said, Kol davar she'oise, anything that produces, va'oichel, and it also eats, yasa v'yoichel, let it produce and let it eat. Which means if the animal produces, let's say it gives off milk and also you can share its wool, so the animal has a value to it, then let it produce and let it eat, because what it produces will pay for the expenses of what it eats. V'she'eina oise, however, an animal that does not produce, va'oichel, however, there is an expense to feed the animal, the animal should be sold. This way there should be something to return to the owner. Because if you hold on to the animal will use up all its value and the finder will not have anything to return to the owner of the animal. Zakt Rashi leisucha lis'aleim, you may not hide yourself from the aveda. Lichbosh einecha, to cover your eyes. Ki'ilu eincha roya oisei, as if you do not see this aveda. And Rashi really told us this explanation of the word v'salamta in Pasuk Aleph. Why does Rashi have to repeat it over here on the words Leisucha Lis'alim? The Mefarshim explained, because in this pasuk you might think that the words Leisucha Lis'alim are going on the word Umetzasa. That after you found the item and took it into your Rishus, Leisucha Lis'alim, You should not hide yourself from the fact that you found the item by not returning it to its rightful owner. The Pasuk is not saying that, but rather Leisucha Leis'alim is going on hiding yourself from the item by not picking it up in the first place. As Rashi says, to cover your eyes from the item as if you never saw this item. And the Pasuk continues, Leisira Eschamar Orchicha, you shall not see your brother's donkey, Oy Shoroi, or his ox, Neufelim Baderech, falling on the road, Visalamta Mehem, and you will hide yourself from them. Hokem tokim imoy, rather you should help the owner load the animal. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Hey, that speaks about a similar situation, and the Pasuk over there says, Ozoiv tazev imoy, you should help the owner. Over there, the Pasuk was talking about a situation where the load was still on the animal, and the Pasuk was telling you that you must help the owner to unload the package off the animal because of Tzar Balei Chayim. However, over here it is talking about that the package fell off the animal, and you and the owner should load the package back onto the animal. Zok Rashi Pasuk Dalet, Hokeim Tokim, Zok Rashi Zuteino, this is referring to loading up the animal. Lahatin Masoi Shenofa Me'olav, to load up the burden that fell off from the animal. Imoi, Imba Olav, together with the owner. Aval Imholach, V'yoshav Loi, if the owner went and sat on the side. V'omar Loi, and he says to him, Hoyil V'olecha Mitzvah, since the Mitzvah is upon you, Imrot Sisa Litoin Ta'oin, if you want to load it, then go ahead and load, but I will not help you. Then Potter, the other person, is Potter from doing it, because he is only Chayev to help the owner, but if the owner does not want to do anything, then he is not Mechoyev. And the Pasuk continues, La Yiach Li Gever Al Isha, a man's clothing shall not be on a woman, because if a woman wears men's clothing, that will cause her to mingle with the men and be Mezana with them. V'lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, and a man should not wear clothing of a woman, because a man who wears women's clothing will cause her to mingle with the women and be mezana with them. Kiseyavas Hashem Elokecha kol oisei eile, because it is an abomination to Hashem your God, anybody who does these things. By wearing the clothing of the opposite sex, that will cause you to mingle with them and be mezana with them. Zok Rashi Pasuk Hei, L'yia Kli Gever Al Isha, a man's clothing should not be on a woman. Shetehei Doime Le'ish, in order that she will be similar to a man. Kidei Shetelech Bein Ho'anoshim, in order that she will mingle among the men. She'enzu El L'shem Niyof, this will only cause Znus. V'le'yubash Geva Simlas Isha, and a man should not wear women's clothing. Leilech V'leishev Bein Hanoshim, to go and sit between the women. That will cause the man to be Mezane with the women. Dava'acher, Rashi says another pshat in L'yubash Geva Simlas Isha, that a man should not do things that only women do. Shelayasher sar ho'ervo, he should not remove the hair around his ervo, besar shel beis hasechi, and also the hair in his armpits. Since this is something that women do, if a man does this, then he is over the iser of layilbash gever simlas isha. Kiseyavas Hashem elekecho kol oisi ela, layosra Torah ela lovush hamevi lidei toyevo. The Torah only asered for a man or a woman to wear a malbush, to wear an article of clothing of the opposite gender that will bring him to znus. However, an article of clothing that does not bring him to Znus, the Torah did not aser. The Ayin in the Mefarshim who discuss why by a man's clothing the Pasuk says La Yieh, and by women's clothing the Pasuk says La Yilbash, and also why by men's clothing the Pasuk calls it Kli, and by women's clothing the Pasuk calls it Simla. Ayin the Mefarshim. And the Pasuk continues with the Parsha of Shiluach HaKain, sending away the mother bird from the nest. Ramban explains the reason for this mitzvah is to instill rachmanis in people so that they should be accustomed to act toward others with mercy. And the Pasuk says, Ki kore katzipor lefanecho, if a bird's nest happens to be before you. And since the Pasuk says, Ki kore, if it happens to be before you, we learn out that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain only applies to a bird's nest that was hefker, that was ownerless. However, a bird's nest that was mezuman, that was prepared, that belongs to you, there is no din of Shiluach HaKain on such a nest. And since the Pasuk says, Kan Sipar, the Torah uses the word Sipar for a bird, we learn out that this halacha only applies by a kosher bird, but not by an oif tame. So if a bird's nest happens to be before you, baderach on the road, b'chol eitz on any tree, oi ala oretz, or on the ground, efreichim oi veitzim, young birds or eggs, and the mother is sitting on the young birds or on the eggs, you are not allowed to take the mother while it is on the children. while the mother is sitting on the nest, you may not take the mother, nor take the mother together with the children. But rather, shaleach tishalach esoeim, you should send away the mother, v'sabonim tikach loch, and the children you shall take for yourself, l'ma'an yitav loch, in order that it will be good for you, v'harachta yomim, and you will prolong your days. And Rashi tells us that this is a kal v'chomer, madach, a relatively easy mitzvah that does not have a chisorin kiss. Shiluach hakein does not cause any financial loss, because by not taking the mother bird, that does not cause you any financial loss. And still, the reward is so great that it will be good for you and your days will be prolonged. All the more so, by a relatively more difficult mitzvah that does have a chisorin kiss, the reward will definitely be that it will be good for you and your days will be prolonged. Zok Rashi Posuk Vav Ki Kare, if it happens to be, Prat L'Mezuman, this is coming to exclude a prepared nest, a nest that you own. Because if it's a nest that you own, then the halacha of Shiluach HaKein does not apply. It only applies by an ownerless nest, a nest from Hefker. Zok Rashi L'Sikach Ho'eim Al Habonim. Rashi learns Al Habonim means Be'oida Al Boneho. You should not take the mother when the mother is on top of its children. As long as the mother is touching the nest, you may not take the mother, nor the mother and the children together. However, if the mother is not touching the nest, then this halacha does not apply. L'man yitav loch, in order that it will be good for you. Im mitzvah kala, she'em b'chisorin kiss, amra tera, l'man yitav loch, v'arachta yomim, if by a relatively easy mitzvah, that does not cause any financial loss, the Torah says that it will be good for you, and your days will be prolonged, kal v'chomer, all the more so, l'matan tzchoron, shel mitzvois chamurois, the reward of a relatively more difficult mitzvah, a mitzvah that does have a chisorin kiss. And although by not taking the mother bird, there is some type of loss of money because you lose the value of the mother bird, Maskal David says that this is not considered a loss of money, but rather a minias revach, a refraining from making money. But this is not considered a loss of money. So this mitzvah is considered a mitzvah she'ein bo chisorin kiss that still has the tremendous reward of l'man yitav loch v'harachta yomim. All the more so by a more difficult mitzvah.